It's nice to be able to stand in front of you and give a sermon that I got to write. I have two scriptures to read to you this morning. The first one is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. It's about putting on the armor of God. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. This is the passage that we think of when we hear the word armor. And it's good that we can commit it to memory. The belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, on our feet, the preparation of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and holding the mighty razor-sharp spirit sword of the spoken word of God. But in one of my devotions recently, I read this passage in Romans. It's Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. I also want to read it to you from a translation called the Passion Translation. To live like this is all the more urgent, for time is running out. And you know it is a strategic hour in human history. It is time for us to wake up. For our full salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Night's darkness is dissolving away as a new day of destiny dawns. So we must once and for all strip away what is done in the shadows of darkness, removing it like filthy clothes. And once and for all, we clothe ourselves with the radiance of light as our weapon. We must live honorably, surrounded by the light of this new day, not in the darkness of drunkenness and debauchery, not in promiscuity and sensuality, not being argumentative or jealous of others. Instead, fully immerse yourselves into the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, and don't waste even a moment's thought on your former identity to awaken its selfish desires. There's some definitions from these words in this scripture. Full salvation, perfect wholeness. Living honorably, walking with the designer. Drunkenness. Intoxication by any substance, debauchery, festive processions for false deities, revelries and carousings, promiscuity and sensuality, outrageous behavior, loose conduct, and indecencies. I want to repeat a couple of those verses from the Passion Translation, and I want you to let them resonate in you and in me. And once and for all, we clothe ourselves with the radiance of light as a weapon. Instead, fully immerse yourselves into the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, and don't waste even a moment's thought on your former identity to awaken its selfish desires. You all know that I travel a lot. I am on a lot of airplanes, and there's a lot of people that are not very nice. But recently, I've come across a couple of instances where the flight attendants have just been amazing. They can bring a spirit of light to the flights we're on. Secular, of course, but impactful nonetheless. On one particular flight, there was a woman flying to India who had to gate check her bag, and she didn't understand why. She was confused, and she was upset. And the flight attendant kept telling her she was trying to help her, but the woman was yelling. And that flight attendant stayed calm and brought her light to the situation and was able to calm that lady down. On another flight, I was with a flight attendant who was on her first day on the job, her first flight. That could have been interesting. But she kept smiling. She made mistakes. She fussed with her seat. I could just tell she was so nervous. And she made announcements at the wrong time. But she kept smiling and brought her light to that place. I played at a memorial service yesterday, and the pastor gave such a beautiful sermon of salvation at the request of the woman who had passed away. And the last time I had seen this man, he was a youth pastor at that church, and I was amazed at the transformation in him. He is now the head pastor, and he exudes the Holy Spirit. This spirit of light. And I was so blessed to be part of that day. We all have hard seasons. There are still days that I am not a bit interested in getting out of bed. How about you? Consider all the reasons we might want to stay in bed. This life is hard. No matter our age, we are all dealing with things, hard things. Friendships, relationships, economic hardships. I recently asked my own children how much they spend on groceries each month. It is upwards of $1,000. You all know that. For Caitlin and Fred in Oregon, it's more than that. Our world, well, the dumpster fire, Israel, Ukraine, the United States, crises here at home, hard things. And we've lived through some terrible storms in the last few years. One evening that I had flown into Pittsburgh, I was there in plenty of time to get home safely, and it was pouring the rain down. And instead of driving home from the airport, I stayed in Washington, Pennsylvania, because I had witnessed three wrecks. And I was driving in the worst rain that I'd ever driven in. I've seen the devastation of unexpected tornadoes in the southern part of our state and floods that put McDowell County out of school last year from January through March. Hard things. Families struggling, parents aging, children making life decisions that move them across the country, cancer, tornadoes, storms, loss, death. Hard things. There are plenty of days that it all seems too much to take. Literally and figuratively, we'd like to pull the covers over our heads, choosing to stay in that little nest of blankets instead of facing the difficulties of the day. Hard things. But in this passage from Romans chapter 13, Paul says that we can't live like that anymore. If we choose to follow Jesus Christ, he says that the light of day has dawned. We have to pull the covers off of our head and face the sunrise. Alan Bream, in his sleepwalking sermon that he gave at the First Presbyterian Church of Dickinson, Texas, says this: "In the light of day, we can no longer ignore the harsh realities of the world in which we live. When we neglect to live out the faith we profess, we're living like we're still in the darkness. We're sleepwalking through life." Paul's words ring like an alarm clock. Listen as he calls to us again. To live like this is all the more urgent, for time is running out, and you know it is a strategic time in human history. It is time for us to wake up, for our full salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Night's darkness is dissolving away as a new day of destiny dawns. So we must once and for all strip away what is done in the shadows of darkness, removing it like filthy clothes. And once and for all, we clothe ourselves with the radiance of light as our weapon. Paul is telling us that we're in danger of hitting that snooze alarm for far too long. He calls us to take notice of what we've been sleeping through all of this time. Now, honestly, I think all of us would rather just pull the covers over our head and sleep through the hard things. I know when I get out of the bed each day, it's not just the weather of the day that I need to face. Our daily lives and the world as we know it is faced, threatened by gloom and nighttime. We live in a dark world. The light is dim and the shadows loom. And yet Paul gives us a powerful urging through his words to the Christian in Rome, as important to us today as they were to them, especially now. Now is the time to wake from sleep. Now. The day is near. The time of darkness is ending. The time to live in God's growing light is now. Do you hear the promise and the urgency in those words? Here is our invitation to live in the light, to even be protected by the light. The actual armor of light is ours to put on in Christ Jesus. And so on these hard days, I am going to do my best to put on that armor of light which is given to me, to us, from Christ Jesus. You are invited to put on that armor too. As you pray for your children and your children's children, put on the armor of light. As you trudge through hard days at work, put on the armor of light. As you tend to your family, in person or from afar, put on the armor of light. As you buy groceries, run errands, go to appointments, meeting countless strangers who work at stores or clinics so that your needs are met, put on the armor of light. As we prepare for the loss of loved ones, put on the armor of light. As we lead you in worship and pray over the service, we put on the armor of light. As we work at the parish house or in the other ways that God gives us to minister to his people, we still are dressing in the armor of light. And as we live as engaged citizens in this country, we must put on the armor of light. Each day we wake up, we live in a time, and I think we keep saying it, that it's like no other we have seen in our lifetimes. And tomorrow we'll say it again, because we'll see something new. When we need the armor of light to make it through these days, Paul promises that it's already ours to suit up in. We put on the armor of light, seeking not only to shine the light of love on those we know, but on those we have yet to meet. And we need to dress in this armor every single day. So I challenge you to get out from under your covers, to be clothed in this strong, radiant, and shielding outerwear provided to you by our Lord. Suit up with urgency every day, not only knowing that you and I will be protected from the shadows of the night, but also that we will shine the light of love of God to all of our neighbors. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Now, I want you to think for a moment about someone in your life who wears this armor of light already. Think about how you feel around them. Do they have troubles in their lives? Of course they do. But think about the peace that they exude. Think about how they shine with the light of Jesus, with the light of his righteousness. And I can imagine that many of you are thinking of people in this room right now. I'm going to ask you a question. Are you that light bearer for someone else? Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, including the armor of light, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. We need the whole armor of God, but especially the armor of light. Be the light bearers in this dark world. Amen.